ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So I welcome you all to this Bhagavad Gita on this 29th May 2009. Today we will be discussing about two verses from the fourth chapter. This is Transcendental Knowledge. This is really all important chapter where we cover all the important verses. For example, Bohuni Vetitani Yadayadai Dharmasya Nama Karmani Limpanti. So today we are focusing on fourth chapter, 41 verse and 42nd verse. So I shall just read this verse and purport, and then we'll discuss the main purport of Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So the verse is there, 441. You can repeat after me. Yoga sanyasta karmana jnana sanchinna samshaya atmavantam tana karmani dibandanti dhananjaya. Translation: one who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in the self. Thus, he is not bound by the reactions of work, O conqueror of riches. In the purport, so Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada mentions, one who follows the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita as it is imparted by the Lord, the personality of Godhead himself becomes free from all doubts by the grace of transcendental knowledge. He as a part and parcel of the Lord in full Krishna consciousness. He is a part and parcel of the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, is already established in self-knowledge. As such, he is undoubtedly above bondage to action. In text number 42nd, is not mentioned, you just please hear. Tasmad adjnana sambhutam rutastam jnana sinatmanaha chitvaim samshayo yogatishtam astostishta tabharataha. In translation it says, therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart are out of ignorance shall be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharat, O Bharata, stand and fight. In the purport, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada mentions, the yoga system instructed in this chapter is called Sanatana Yoga, or eternal activities performed by the living entity. This yoga has two divisions of sacrificial actions. One is called sacrifice of one's material possessions, and the other is called knowledge of self, which is pure spiritual activity. If sacrifice of one material possession is not devoted for spiritual realization, then such sacrifice becomes material. But one who performs such sacrifice with a spiritual objective or in devotional service makes a perfect sacrifice. When we come to spiritual activities, we find that these are also divided into two, namely understanding of one's own self or one's own constitutional position and the truth regarding the Supreme Person of Godhead. One who follows the path of Bhagavad Gita as it is can very easily understand these two important divisions of spiritual knowledge. For him, there is no difficulty in obtaining perfect knowledge of the self as a part and parcel of Lord, and such understanding is beneficial. For such a person can easily understand the transcendental activities of the Lord. In the beginning of this chapter, the transcendental activities of the Lord were discussed by the Supreme Lord Himself. One who does not understand the instructions of the Gita is faithless, and to be considered to be misusing the fragmental independence awarded to him by the Lord. In spite of such instructions, one who does not understand the real nature of the Lord as the eternal, blissful, all-knowing personal Godhead is certainly fool number one. Ignorance can be removed by the gradual acceptance by the principles of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is awakened by different types of sacrifices to the demigods. Sacrifice to the Brahman, sacrifice in celibacy, in household life, in controlling the senses, in practicing the mystic yoga, in penance, in forgoing the material possessions, in studying the Vedas, and in partaking of the social institution called Varnashram Dharma. All of these are known as sacrifice, and all of them are based on regulated action. But within all these activities, the important factor is self-realization. One who seeks that objective is real student of Bhagavad Gita. It's mentioned here. One who seeks the objective about self-realization is a real student of Bhagavad Gita. But one doubts the authority of Krishna, falls back. One is therefore advised to study Bhagavad Gita or any other scripture under a bona fide spiritual master with service and surrender. A bona fide spiritual master is in a disciplic succession from the time eternal, and it does not deviate at all from the instructions of the Supreme Lord as they were imparted millions of years ago to the Sun God, from whom the instructions of Bhagavad Gita have come down to the earthly kingdom. One should therefore follow the path of Bhagavad Gita as it is expressed in Gita itself, and beware of self-interested people after personal aggrandizement who deviate others from actual path. The Lord is definitely the Supreme Person, and His activities are transcendental. One who understands this is a liberated person from the very beginning of his study of Bhagavad Gita. Thus is the end of Bhaktivedanta purport to the fourth chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of transcendental knowledge. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Urmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadapi Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Guru Nuvaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagalalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrushtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Namo Mahavatanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishay Namaha He Krishna Kurna Sindho Dinavandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyasya Grupa Sindhu Bevacha Nanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Gopinath ki jai. basically, I am not at all qualified to sit on this vasasan. But as per the instructions of the authorities, I am just in the service mood. I am trying to tell something which I learned from my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and all this parampara. So please forgive me about any offenses. So today we are talking about the theme is which is given to me, that no sinful reactions to such a person who performs his duties with transcendental knowledge. Now especially this theme is mainly applicable to me. I am most sinful. Because working in corporation, you know, the people who are working in corporation are most sinful. I don't know about any of the experience, but if you happen to go any municipal office, what is the first reaction? First reaction, I don't know. Dusra kya hai? One thing other they do. First thing, I don't know. Second thing, go to the other place. Third thing, they will again make some confuse. So I am most sinful. So this is applicable to me. How to apply this knowledge in the Krishna service? Devoting the Krishna's knowledge. Devoting, what are the world activity in the service of the Supreme Lord? So that we will learn now. So I'll just compare two things. A person who is engaging in his work for his own individual benefit, and the person who is engaging his acts in the service of the Lord. Now I will give one two examples which I have seen by my own eyes. There was a one deputy commissioner. His name is Mohan Kadam. In the name, the Mohan is there. We always say it's Madan Mohan. Isn't it? So Mohan, in the name, it was there. But his act was not proper. Always engaging so many, and say, improper activities. Always doing nonsense activities. And ultimately, when our acts is not connected with the Supreme Lord, this Maya Shakti always attacks. And that person was attacked by the cancer. In the service, he was having all sorts of luxuries. All sorts of luxuries. Very good car. In the Bombay, 4-bedroom hall kitchen flat, terrace flat, everything was there. But he was attacked by cancer. He was taking treatment in Hinduja, he was taking treatment in Lilavati, Nanavati, so many places. But somehow, this Krishna's energy in the form of Maya attacks so heavily. And ultimately, he need to leave this body. I will give another example. There is a case, in fact, today only we discuss. When there is a deputy city engineer. I will not take his name. I will take just the name XYJ. I still remember. 22nd June 2005. 22nd June 2005, he got, when he was going from office of VT to his place Mulun by vehicle, he got some kind of attack. And due to that attack, there was not proper blood supply to his brain. And due to that improper supply to the brain, there was a lot of treatment that went on in Okada Hospital in Mulun. But his brain got damaged. And brain got damaged from since 22nd June 2005 up till today. Today is 29th May 2009. Last 4 years, that person in unconscious state. Unconscious state means body is there, but he is not responding. Coma state. That his family members has required to feed the, we can say, through his nozzles, through his nose, and he is lying idle for last 4 years. You can imagine. What is the condition state of the human life? That's what Krishna says here. Please, please consider this transcendental knowledge. Please consider my name. It's mentioned that we need to dedicate our acts, devotee our acts in the service of Krishna. Now I have given two examples here. Now I will give some examples, another, which will convince us to come more near to the Krishna. The example is of Quraysh. The Quraysh was a disciple of Ramanujacharya. Sisi Radha Gopinath ki jai. Quraysh was a disciple of Ramanujacharya. Now, it is mentioned that we need to surrender to our Guru Maharaj. It is mentioned here. Krishna consciousness, one does not understand the real nature of the Lord as the eternal, blissful, all-knowing personal Godhead is certainly fool number one. And this ignorance can be removed by gradual acceptance of the principles of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness awakened by different types of sacrifices to demigod, sacrifices to the Brahman, sacrifice in the celibacy in household life. So this example of Quraysh, when he went to one place, the king of that particular province, his name was Kolatunga. And Kolatunga ordered Ramanujacharya, please come. Please come, let us find out who is the supreme. Then, anticipating the problems, this Ramanujacharya requested his Guru Maharaj. Quraysh requested Ramanujacharya. Quraysh requested his Guru Maharaj, please let me go. I anticipate some problems. And when Quraysh went to this Kolatunga was not in mood to hear. But he decided, as Quraysh was some kind of person who has done some kind of guilt, and he ordered to his soldiers to give torture to Quraysh, to remove his eyes, and with a hot rod, this Kolatunga, you can say, put the hot rods in Quraysh's eyes. Quraysh was completely blind. When Quraysh came, he was wandering the forest. When he came back to Sri Rangam, his Guru Maharaj requested, please go to Varadaraj Swami. Please go to Varadaraj Swami. That is the Lord who was worshipped by Ramanujacharya and Quraysh. And ask for the benediction. When Quraysh went there, Quraysh were offering different prayers to Varadaraj and glorifying Varadaraj. How nice he is. How he is supremely blissful. How he is eternal. There is very, very good verse in Brahma Samhita. The verse says, Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayamvanam Cha वेदेशु दुर्लभम दुर्लभम आत्म भक्तो गोविंदम आदि पुरुषम तमहम भजामि.
द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस इज लाइक दिस.
आई वर्शिप द सुप्रीम पर्सन ऑफ गॉड एट अद्वैतम अच्युतम अनादि अनंत रूपम.
इज अद्वैतम अद्वैतम बाहु अद्वैतम अच्युतम
अनादि अनंत रूपम.
अनादि दैट इज एग्जिस्टिंग फ्रॉम सो मेनी इयर्स. अनंत रूपम देर आर सो मेनी डिफरेंट डिफरेंट फॉर्म्स.
अनंत रूपम आद्यम पुराण पुरुषम नव यौवनम च.
ही इज अ पुराण पुरुष. ही इज ऑलवेज यूथफुल. नव यौवनम च वेदेशु दुर्लभम दुर्लभम आत्म भक्तो
गोविंदम आदि पुरुषम तमम भजानी. आई जस्ट वर्शिप.
इट सेज आई वर्शिप द सुप्रीम पर्सन ऑफ गॉडहेड
गोविंदा
हु इज द ओरिजिनल पर्सन एब्सोल्यूट इनफॉलिबल विदाउट बिगिनिंग although expanded into unlimited form anant rupam he is still the same original oldest and the person always appearing as fresh youth such eternal blissful all knowing forms of the lord are always usually not understood by the best vedic scholars but they are always manifested to pure unalloyed devotees. It is manifested to whom? The pure unalloyed devotees.
So this Kulatunga was offering different prayers to Varadaraj Swami.
And Varadaraj Swami became very happy. Varadaraj Swami asked, please ask me what you want. I'll fulfill all your desires.
Ask. Then what prayers?
What prayers is Kuresh asked?
Kuresh asked, please, please forgive Kulatunga. Please forgive Kulatunga. And just forgive him.
That was highest. That was highest
mood that Kuresh was having.
Now, in the same is mentioned here, we are mentioning about that one who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his action, and who doubts have been destroyed by transcendent knowledge, is actually factually insane.
I will give one more example.
The case of Parthasarathi Prabhu. Parthasarathi Prabhu was serving in Royal American this armed forces. Now you just imagine the person on defense, the person on armed forces, but he was having the tinge of spiritual spark. He was having the spiritual completely, you can say, inclination. He was having some mood of service to Krishna. The mood to give the knowledge of Krishna consciousness to others. When he was given the mission to go to Iraq, you know, these American forces were there in Iraq and Iran. So this Parthasarathi Prabhu was sent to Iraq for some kind of to fight against the enemy. Now, being this person of Krishna consciousness, whenever they was in the tent, you know, all these armed forces, the people tent, whenever they are tent, he used to always tell the different stories. Now, you can just imagine, now at least we are of some culture, Hindu culture, we know some Hindu culture. But a person with a Christian background, and telling others, American military force, and he's telling American military force, all they can say, soldiers of the American military force, about the importance of Bhagavad Gita, importance of accepting Krishna consciousness, importance of maintaining Krishna consciousness. He was telling, and other person were hearing very attentively. One day, he just heard the news of one of the person who was attending. Just early night, that person just distributed his some kind of food stuff, like cashews or can say peanuts, what he got from his home in the form of prasad. We always in this our program, it always has lecture, kirtan, and what prasad. So that particular soldier distributed Mahaprasad in just all this program, 10 program. And next day, our Parthasarupta Prabhu just heard the news. That particular soldier was killed. Particular soldier was killed in the fire attack by the enemy. But while loving his body, he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When other soldier just saw his helmet, on helmet it was written, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Don't you think, although he was on the war field, he was on the Kurukshetra-like defense, he was fighting against the enemy, but what was the consciousness of him? The consciousness of him was chanting Krishna's name. It's mentioned in the same chapter, it's mentioned, Ye yathambam prabandhyante samsadam bhajamyam. Whatsoever we have at the time of living this body, it always remembers what happens. And similarly this happens. The soldier perfected his life. Krishna says, Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yat priyati samadbhavam yasti natrana saushya. If one remembers anything other than death, he will come to me without any doubt. Na samshaya. So this happens by perfection. Isn't it? It same says, one who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his action, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendent knowledge, is situated factually in self. So that Parthasarathi Prabhu, having on this war, make the opportunity to the person, other person, to remember other death, and by giving this transcendent knowledge, that particular person perfect his life. In one more occasion, the soldiers were traveling, and by traveling, they got so much of tired. It was very difficult to move them ahead. It was very difficult. It was impossible for them to go move ahead. And how to move ahead? If some pressurizes, no, miss my order. Sometimes what happens? Person get irritated. What do they say? Go, what do you want to do? Go, I will not hear. But a brigadier of that particular brigade requested Parthasarathi Prabhu. Oh, you are the person. And you know very good singing. You know, good singing. Why don't you sing now? And Parthasarathi Prabhu somehow started singing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo. Ramo Ramo Hare Hare. And by singing, slowly that music in different can say rhythm was so attracted to all the brigade. Attracted. They slowly started moving their legs. And they started slowly going ahead, little. And through that way, when they're hearing the music in the form of holy name, in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they were going ahead, ahead, ahead. So then, it was so nice, you can say, march past. Ultimately, having fatigued, having tired, entire brigade could move ahead, ahead, and ahead. And when they reached their proper destination, the brigade said, "Oh, what kind of nice music you sang. What kind of nice." That brigadier was not doing this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but Krishna made them. Krishna made them move. Krishna made them going ahead. Krishna, in the form of Paramatma, who sits in everyone's heart, just pushed their legs ahead. So this happens. This happens. This happens when we surrender to the Lord. This happens. Krishna made, if you see our ISKCON movement, all of the world, there are Christians, there are Jews, there are different Buddhists, slowly accepting this Krishna consciousness. Nobody is forcing them. Day before yesterday, one good dignitary was with me and was asking me, why there are brahmacharis, so many brahmacharis, why they are not accepting this grihastha? The Supreme Lord has given a grihastha. Why they are not accepting? I just express that these brahmacharis have not been forced to become brahmacharis, but they have voluntarily accepted this brahmacharya ashram. Why? To dedicate their life in the service of humanity. That is very, very high consciousness. As a brahmacharya, if you see in Sisi Radha Gopinath, they are very, very highly educated, highly qualified. Some are doctors, some are postdoctoral, some are, you can say, engineers, some are, you can say, chartered accountants, some are different, so much high qualification. But this entire qualification they are dedicating in the service of Sri Krishna, in spreading this knowledge to all maximum society. And thus we see, I still here find, when I, against 1993-94, there were hardly some 300-400 devotees who were there. But if you see in Sundays or some festivals, we see terms crossing 6 digits, 10,000, 40,000, 50,000. Why? Krishna. Krishna is making them happen. Krishna is making them happen. I'll give one more example. This example of, I just heard from our temple this thing, how Krishna reciprocates. How Krishna reciprocates. This is a case of one viceroy. I don't know the name of that particular viceroy. But when this era of East India Company on the India, there are different province, Madras, Chennai province, Bombay province, different province, Calcutta province, Delhi province. And that viceroy made the verdict that if you have some land more than some kind of limited land, that was fixed some by that East India Company, if you have some 100 acres of land and if you have more than some 50 acres of land, the remaining surplus land becomes the property of the East India Company. Like that. So he made that particular verdict. If you remember, earlier in Maharashtra also, there was act known as Urban Land Ceiling Act. If you might have heard, Urban Land Ceiling Act. So, these acts makes the government to take surplus land beyond some prescribed limits. So this viceroy ordered one of the mathas in South India. If you heard, if you go towards this Andhra, there is one name, town name, Mantralay. And Mantralay, there is a mutt of Raghavendra Swami. Mutt of Raghavendra, called Raghavendra Swami. So in the 17th century, this viceroy ordered the managers of this Raghavendra Swami Math to surrender their surplus land. Now then manager replied to Viceroy, our entire this management of this mutt is done by Raghavendra Swami. Now I am telling you this incident of 17th century, and Raghavendra Swami was there in 12th century. That is 500 years afterwards. 500 years afterwards. So this manager of this Raghavendra Swami mutt communicated to Viceroy that entire management of this mutt is being carried out by Raghavendra Swami himself. And if you want to take surplus land, you want to come here and take surplus land from him. So Viceroy came. Then that manager showed him the way, because that was the samadhi, you can say, of Raghavendra Swami, just below the some particular portion. And then Viceroy went there. He saw nobody was there. He came above. He asked the manager, where is your Raghavendra Swami? Because there was only samadhi, means some kind of wall, this thing. The manager said, no, go ahead. You talk to that stone and you will hear something. And he went there. Viceroy said, I am Mr. Viceroy so and so, and I have come here to take your surplus land. Then he heard the voice, Mr. Viceroy, this is a trust. This is a charitable trust. And as per the provisions of charitable trust, as per your East India Company Government Gazette, when land is given to charitable trust for the charitable activities, it is being exempted. And you cannot claim this land. When Viceroy just checked up with his secretary, and he's just secretly confirmed, no, there are the provisions are there. And as per the provisions of that act, this land cannot be taken. Then that Viceroy confirmed that the provisions of the acts are there. And then he came above. He came above and gave the verdict. No, there is no surplus land, no land to be taken. And that particular gazette was published in the East India Company Gazette. Isn't it? So, whatever we do in connection with the Supreme Lord, it always gets the reciprocation from Krishna. Krishna in the form of Paramatma always sees you. What you do, what you don't do. It always happens. What we need to do is just we need to somehow surrender. Like the example of South Indian Brahman. South Indian Brahman, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South Indian Yatra, he was observing one Brahman. He was holding the Gita upside down. And he was crying while reading the Gita. And all the smart Brahmanas were teasing him. Oh, he's reading Gita, see, he's reading Gita like that. But he was crying. Why he was crying? That he was illiterate. He was not knowing. But reading Gita, trying to read, trying to make efforts to read. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, why you are crying? He said, Krishna is so nice. Krishna is giving all knowledge to Arjuna. And I am so full. I am not relishing that particular knowledge. And he was crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are the real person who has known the entire essence of this Gita. You are the person who understood the Gita, because he has surrendered to his Guru Maharaj's instructions. Similarly here, somehow, if you just perform what is mentioned here, that the Lord is definitely the Supreme Person, and his activities are transcendental. One who understands this is a liberated person, from the very beginning of his study of Bhagavad Gita. We just need to again and again just consider this elaborate, can say, purport. I'll just give one small story, how it happens about service to Krishna. This is a story of Gaur Kishordas Babaji. If you see the dioramas are there, if you just see on that side, the Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, you're going to see there. Now, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj left his body. He was Gaur Kishordas Babaji. He left his body on 16 November 1915. And that was the day of Kartik Ekadashi. Just consider, when we surrender the Supreme Lord, your death is controlled by the Supreme Lord. Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj left his body on the day of Kartik Ekadashi. Ekadashi is such a pious. On 3rd of June, we will be experiencing the Nirjala Ekadashi. So he left his body on Kartik Ekadashi day, 16 November 1915. But the moment he left his body, all the different presidents and different claim that Gaur Kishordas Babaji, the final rites should be done by me only. And I am the only person at that time, the only disciple of Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, came forward. And he just said, because everybody was fighting amongst each other, they were claiming that if we construct the samadhi of Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, then all the tourists will come and we'll get the money. So everybody was claiming, oh, he belongs to me. And there was a fight. Police Jatindranath Simha came from this West Bengal. And they said, why you are fighting? Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared. Then all the sannyasis said, you are not the sannyasi, we are the sannyasi, so we should have the proper rights to claim the body. So then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I am the brahmachari. And I have followed this vrat of perfect celibacy. It is mentioned here, different celibacy. What kind of celibacy? Krishna consciousness to awaken by different types of sacrifices. Now, what kind of sacrifices? One is sacrifice to demigod, sacrifice to the Brahman, sacrifice in celibacy, sacrifice in household life, in controlling the senses, in practicing mystic yoga, in penance, in foregoing material possessions, in studying the Vedas, and in partaking in the social institution called Varnashram Dharma. All of these are known as sacrifice, and all of them are based on regulated action. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I am brahmachari. I am the perfect brahmachari. I am following the celibacy very, very, very properly. Now, if anybody from you has followed perfect celibacy in his life, in your life, then please come forward. Please come forward and claim the right. If any celibacy for 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, for your entire life, please come forward and claim. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw nobody came forward. And one by one after another, people left. So this is the essence of Krishna consciousness. Krishna says here that therefore the doubts which have arisen in your heart, in heart of ignorance, should be slashed by weapon of knowledge. Arjuna, stand and fight. So I just now remember when I used to come earlier, there in 94, 95, Devamrut Prabhu was here. He was telling This knowledge is like ammunition. Knowledge is like ammunition. And how you will get ammunition? By reading Prabhupada books. That's why we have book distribution marathon. I can request somebody who has come for the first time, please take the books. We have the books or can say stall here. Please take at least one book and try to read the book. When we read the book, there are so many examples in this moment that they have become the devotees. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. If you read Bhagavad Gita as it is, then we'll get the real knowledge as it is. What is the real knowledge? That becoming happy forever. Ultimately, everybody wants to become happy in different form. But how to become happy? By surrendering. It's mentioned here. One who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruit of his action, and whose doubts are destroyed by transcendent knowledge, is situated factually in the self. It's mentioned here. It's like, if you want to water the tree, we need to water the roots of the tree, not the branches of the tree. If we just chant very, very sincerely, seriously, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. It says, if you work for Krishna, if you work for Krishna consciousness, that is most perfect work. We have to work with Krishna consciousness, and that is only the perfection of our life. That is only the perfection of life. If you have any acts other than Krishna consciousness, that will lead you to sinful reactions. That will lead you to again next birth, again next life, and again next life means again problems. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. So if you want to really become happy, so please chant again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It says, everything, anything, any atom which we perform, which we do for Krishna consciousness, that is a spiritual realization, the spiritual self-realization, knowing absolute truth. And just by practicing this Krishna consciousness, by knowing who is the Krishna consciousness supreme, we can perfect the life. So in conclusion, I'll conclude that we have today read two verses, section 41, that is Yoga Sanyasa Karmanam Jnana Samchinna Samshayam Atmanonda Karmani Nibandanti Dhananjaya, that we need to renounce our fruits to Krishna. And there is only a very good example of Ramananda Rai, who was the governor of Andhra Kingdom. Having governor of Andhra Kingdom, he surrendered his entire consciousness to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many palanquins were there, but he surrendered everything and became the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went to Puri and perfected his life. This is the text number 441. And 442 says about Tasmadadjnana sambhutam rutastam jnana sinatmanaha chinta chitantvam samsham yogam atto tishchata bharata. He says, the doubts which are arise in your heart out of ignorance shall be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Oh Bharata, stand and fight. It says, somehow, what are doubts we have? We may be having so many doubts. How to maintain family? How to pursue Krishna consciousness? How to perfect our life? That we need to have the weapon. What is the weapon? Reading the books and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, as per the instructions given to me, I need to finish by 8:30. So, are there any comments? Are there any questions? Are there any point to be discussed? Are there any doubts? Especially there are very good children, very good ladies. I can request you can come, and we have Gopal Fun School, wherein these children can attend this Gopal Fun School. They can, Oh, they came from Ahmedabad. Oh, so nice. So even though Ahmedabad, there is a very good ISKCON center. And I had been to Ahmedabad when I just remembered in the year of 2000, when Ahmedabad came with the earthquake. And I was a person who nominated from the government of Maharashtra to visit. And in my first, my experience to travel by the airplane. Up till now, I've never traveled, but when I was on mission, I went to Ahmedabad and I was assisting Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation for giving some kind of decisions and how to construct the buildings. And I remember I was traveling entire Ahmedabad. I was travel and this city engineer of Ahmedabad was with me and I was giving different solutions. And then we formulated one manual in Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation. I still heard when Ahmedabad, there were 19-story building and swimming pool completely came down. 7-story building with complete attacks, different cracks. So that experience with me. So whenever you visit back to Ahmedabad, you please visit ISKCON Center there. I will be very happy. And will be very, I'm expressing thankfulness to you. You have visited our center, Radha Gopinath Temple. You please take this Chayan Darshan and then go. Any doubts from another this thing? So I will just appeal to all of you, all the new members who have come from Ahmedabad. Please, please, please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. At least Sunday we have ISKCON, in ISKCON and Sunday we have Sunday feast program where you can hear kirtan, you can hear lectures, at the same way you can taste very nice prasad. And ever the for the children, you can taste pizzas, you can taste dosas. Ahmedabad was a Gujarati item. Khaman dokra. Khaman, Gujarati is very favorite with khaman dokra. Jilebi papda, isn't it? Jilebi papda and khaman dokra are very special to Gujaratis. I have some Gujarati friends. Whenever I go there, they always give me jilebi and khaman dokra.